This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV programma. The D stands for Doug, as in Doug Steffen. J stands for Jennifer, as in Jennifer Horn. V stands for Victoria, as in Victoria Keelan. And then there's good young Kara Schillen at the controls, developing a little bit of a cold, so hold a good thought for her and send her. Perhaps in your own way, in your mind, you can transfer some echinacea and zinc and golden seal and things that are good to get rid of a cold. Catch it in the bud, if you will. Speaking of buds, here's my bud Jennifer Horn with a lead story.
Well, Dougie, there is a scandal brewing. We've been talking about this midterm election for a couple of weeks now. It's been over two weeks since election day, but yet some states can't figure out who the heck the winners were yet. Well, now, out of Los Angeles, out of my hometown, 9 people are being accused of various fraud charges after, get this, allegedly bribing homeless people on Skid Row with money and cigarettes to sign ballot measure petitions and voter registration forms. Yes.
In L.A. proper? Is that what
In L.A. proper. Downtown L.A. Skid Row is where a lot of homeless people live, and they live out on the streets. The Los Angeles District Attorney's Office made this announcement on Tuesday. The defendants allegedly solicited hundreds of false and or forged signatures by offering homeless people $1 and or cigarettes for their participation during both the 2016 and 2018 election cycles. Now, the charges included circulating a petition with false names, using a false name on a petition, registering a fictitious person, and voter fraud. Kirkland Kozava Washington and Harold Bennett, along with Lewis Thomas Wise, each face 8 counts and 6 years and 4 months in prison if convicted. There is another group of people, about 8 of them, who face 4 counts and 4 years and 8 months in prison if charged. The prosecutors recommended that bail be set at $25,000 for each of the defendants, and this was part of an LAPD crackdown on voter fraud. According to the LA Times, so LAPD and FBI working together were able to crack down on this. It's really telling that the desperation and the divisiveness in politics is now leading us to buying signatures off the street.
Well, it's the old political game. It's what they used to do in Chicago, used to do it in Boston, wards in many cities around the country, large and small. Crooked politicians doing crooked things. It's like the old, what's the song? It takes a crooked man to win a crooked race. That's not how the song goes, but get close to it anyway. Other people in the news. Megyn Kelly's getting $30 million from NBC to get lost. That's half of what she was asking for, but $30 million is still not a bad payday.
Not bad. I mean, we'll have a couple years vacation.
Yeah, and what did she get when she left Fox? Didn't she also get, like, a big chunk of money to leave there? Megyn Kelly just has made she's made a career out of being paid to go away. Like, that's kind of amazing when you think about it.
Good for her. Speaking of going away, Captain Jan Jordan, who is in charge of the police at Broward County Sheriff's Department, when the shootout took place at the Stoneman Douglas High School, it was Valentine's Day this year, right?
Yeah.
She was criticized.
Like it was so long ago, but it was only less than a year.
It was this year. She was criticized for the response to the shooting. She was recently named in a lawsuit filed by Parkland parents and students against the county and the sheriff's office. So she resigned effective immediately. She's only been in the department a couple of years anyway. And there's another sergeant there named Brian Miller, who's been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of an internal review of his response to the shooting. This kid, Nicholas Cruz, is awaiting trial now. 17 counts of murder. 17 counts of attempted murder.
He's another one who got registered to vote, by the way. Did you hear about that?
He got registered to vote?
Yeah, there was a group, and probably not a lone group, but a group that went into the prison that he's in and started registering voters, and he's one that registered.
Really?
And the reason he can do that is because he hasn't been convicted
of
anything.
Not guilty yet.
So, yeah, really kind of interesting.
All right, let's see.
He couldn't vote,
though,
right? He was registered, but he couldn't actually vote, did he? Or did he send a ballot in?
I don't know if he voted or not.
Absentee ballot?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, let's see.
Nipes.
Couple of more names. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith. Walmart cutting ties with her after her comments. Walmart asked her, or the campaign, to refund a donation after it was revealed that Ms. Hyde-Smith remarked on camera that she'd be willing to attend a hypothetical public hanging. This has been floating around for a week or so. She later told news outlets that her comment was a bad joke. Yeah? And it is. You don't say that stuff anymore.
Just don't joke. You know, politicians are not comedians. Just do your thing. Yeah. Let's not try to be funny.
No.
Doesn't work out. Doesn't work
out.
So
Walmart said that they didn't think the remarks reflected their values. Anyway, the most recent donation from Walmart to her was a, through a political action committee that Walmart has. How much money did she get? Do you know, Jennifer?
I don't.
Out of them? How much they've spread around?
Whatever the allowed amount is, I'm assuming. Yeah. Isn't it usually capped off at $2,000 or something like that?
Yeah. Well, they could raise money from other sources and give it to her.
For a super PAC, I think maybe the rules are different. I don't know.
I think you may be right. Yeah. All right. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, also in the news today, president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, one of the most powerful Catholics in the country, one of the most vocal critics of the church's handling of the sexual abuse scandal. The Reverend Manuel La Rosa Lopez, a priest whom DiNardo had promoted, arrested for molesting two children. DiNardo, the Archbishop of Galveston, Houston, has vowed to release a list of all priests in Houston who have been, in the church's judgment, credibly accused. There's an investigation that also uncovered a lack of action. He's talked a lot, but he hasn't done anything in handling the sexual abuse allegations down there. Apparently, a couple of the ministers, a couple of priests, molested him when he was 16. I don't know. This is a mess. This whole the whole thing is a god-awful, and pardon the use of it, god-awful mess. It is. And it just goes on and on. Another name today, another incident today, another report today. Ay, ay, ay. 14 after the hour on the DJV program.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 per generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Black Friday starts now. Get 60% off everything and 50% off clearance styles at Gap Factory. Plus, don't miss logo favorites from $9.99 and sweaters from $14.99. Save big at Gap Factory. And at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 60% off everything, including clearance. Stock up on cozy sweaters from $19.99 and outerwear from $39.99. Black Friday deals start now, only at Banana Republic Factory. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store, or shop us online.
Ugh, my feet are so cold.
That's because you're wearing just ordinary socks. You should try what I'm wearing. Heat Holders. They're the warmest socks out there.
Heat Holders are the warmest thermal socks. Independent lab tests prove it. Our three-stage process makes Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. Go to heatholders.com, get a special Black Friday Cyber Monday deal to save 25% off and receive free shipping on a purchase of $25 or more. Use the code BLIZZARD25 until November 26th on heatholders.com. Go to heatholders.com.
Herpes L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpes L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpes L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpes L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Hurry into Lowe's today and shop Black Friday deals all month long. You'll be able to save on gifts for those on your list. Holiday savings start with Lowe's. Shop Black Friday. Black Friday deals. Let's talk about that. Ladies, are there any tips that you have for Black Friday and maybe even weekend shopping? What sort of things should we be buying?
I was going to say stay inside, do Cyber Monday.
Oh, right. You guys aren't any fun at all. I would do Black Friday.
I've never done it.
I don't do Black Friday. You wouldn't caught me, find me, like, dead, caught in a line at Best Buy at 4 o'clock in the morning on, you know, between Thanksgiving and Black Friday. I would not do that. But I think it's a good idea to go online on Black Friday because a lot of retailers will offer deals early and you get better selection. And the same deals exist on Saturday. So a lot of times I'll go shopping on Saturday just to get a little bit of the Christmas tree mall vibe.
So let me get this straight. You can get Black Friday deals online or in the store? Or how do you actually negotiate?
It depends on the retailer. It depends on the retailer, but definitely if it's a retail store with an online presence, a lot of times the deals are the same, both places.
I went into three stores last night, all with the same object in mind. I started, as you suggested, I think, Victoria, go to Bed Bath & Beyond to try to find the right electrical fixture for my trip to Peru next week. You think I could find it? No. Anybody that know anything about it? No.
What kind of electrical fixture? Power converter.
Something to convert.
Travel.
They're 220.
Sure.
They're 220.
You can buy that on Amazon.
Well, how quickly?
Wait, so you actually went to Bed Bath & Beyond.
I went to Bed Bath & Beyond. Then I went to Best Buy, and the people there were pathetic. A bunch of kids screwing around, not interested in customers at all. I went through a bunch of stuff. They had twice as much. But nobody knew anything. I mean, we're looking at all of these things. Does it work? Does it convert? Oh, geez, I don't know.
Doesn't it list the countries on the back?
But it just says South America, and Peru apparently is different than everything else. At least that's what I was told. So this kid gets out his iPhone and gets out Amazon and says, go buy it here. This is in Best Buy. So then I went around the corner to REI to try to find it at REI because that's the kid said, well, you might find it at REI. And I didn't. So I still don't have. I've looked online.
Do you have a Sharper Image nearby? Do they even have those anymore?
No. Is it Sharper Image or is it Brookstone?
Brookstone.
Brookstone's in the mall. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll check that out. But you, honestly, you have neither one of you. Nobody sounds like they're very excited about going around to shop for some deals. Is it too early, too fast, too much? What? Maybe
I think
that's
it just depends who you are as a person. Nothing sounds worse to me than being in a shopping mall with tons and tons of other people. Like, I'm not claustrophobic, but that makes me feel claustrophobic. Which is, and Jen said I'm boring, but I do the same thing just on Monday for Cyber Monday. So, I'll, you know, it's the same thing as doing.
You're not boring for that.
No. All right.
It's the crocheting and the cat, sweetie.
Lovely. All right, an update on the numbers from yesterday, talking about the when I had seen that movie Rosamund Pike was in about the war correspondent, how many people have died. 500,000 died so far in, what do you call it? What's it in Yemen? Was it Yemen? No. Syria. 5 million have died in the Middle East, including 85,000 young children dying from starvation in Yemen. That's the update.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Christmas time! Warming ourselves up for Christmas with some Christmas music every day on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and you and I enjoying some of the music, including this recent addition to the list. We're using the top 100 songs of all time according to the end of the season last year. By the time we get to the end of the season this year, I'm sure the list will be somewhat different. These are Boys to Men with Let It Snow. I see the White House has the Christmas tree up. Is that right? You got the lights on.
Yeah.
When do they have the lighting, actually? When's the lighting?
Oh, probably next week sometime, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing it'll be some kind of celebration. By the way, out in Santa Cruz, they've just put up their Christmas tree, and the residents, a group of residents, called the police, said the tree is obscene. It has a strange look, according to the city attorney. It looks somewhat phallic, he said. When you look from the front of it, it looks like something with a couple of other things.
No, we wanted a pine tree.
So anyway, all right, let's keep going here. Next tune on the list of the top songs of the Christmas season, Daryl Hall and John Oates have a great version of Jingle Bell Rock. Here we go. Let's all sing along. Jingle bell. Come on, ladies.
Can we at least sing in time with the music?
I stopped to talk to you to get you to sing. All right, hold on a second. We're getting
time. Don't let us stop you. Go ahead.
No, it never does stop him. Jingle bell.
Yeah, it's always that, like, half second behind.
Right.
That
that's
really...
And then, like, a clap that's, like, out of sync.
Wait a minute. That could be our technology. I could be a half second off because of the feed
that
being on.
That must be it, yeah.
That's probably what it is.
I think it's the technology controlling your motor skills that's off.
Oh,
totally what it is.
Listen to that. Disrespect personified in the one horse sleigh. All right. Let's see here. Where are you?
Sleigh.
Number 81 on the list is Dean Martin with the weather forecast for the East. Baby, it's cold outside. Man, is that the case?
Oh, yeah.
Been hoping that you drop in.
Yeah.
I
Jen can't relate to this in California, but on the East Coast, brr.
I do love that song. Crank it up.
Listen to the fireplace roar. Beautiful.
Record cold approaching the Northeast this Thanksgiving weekend.
Maybe it's bad out there.
People are going to have a lot of dead batteries in their cars, I'll tell you that. Make sure you check the antifreeze in your car, too. Tires, the colder it is, the less air pressure there is in your tires. So something to make sure that you are aware of at any rate. Okay, let's see. Number 80, Michael Bublé. Another visit from him. Santa Claus. Coming to town.
Better not pout, I am telling,
telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
You're better, Victoria?
No, that was totally off.
Naughty and nice.
See, you can do it on time, but I'm starting to think that this is not really about Christmas music. This is just about another chance to sing. Yeah,
it could be a saloon singer.
He's waiting for his big break.
Yeah, I've been duped.
Really? How's that? All right, crank it up, Carol. Will you please stop all the peanut gallery noise?
For goodness sake, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Yeah, stop all the peanut gallery noise so Doug can keep singing.
Yes.
28 after the hour. Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving from the DJ Veers.
Ulta Beauty, Black Friday is more like Glam Friday with extra glitter. So get ready for eye-catching gifts like dramatic mascaras from Tarte and Urban Decay for only $10. Or the All-Stars Kit from MAC for only $20. And magical must-haves like Morphe Super Soft Makeup Brush Set for half off. That's 100% glam for 50% less. Black Friday is the day to find something for everyone on your nice list. Even you. Get ready to gift. Get ready to glam. Get ready to shine brighter. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpes and L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpes and L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant. And in that neighborhood, it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Court sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has 2 food trucks and 2 stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our podcast at Lens of Liberty.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The president is engaging in a very public feud with Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts.
This was an Obama judge.
He was angry that another one of his immigration policies was put on hold by a federal judge out of the Ninth Circuit. And then a sudden rebuke in a statement from Supreme Court Justice Roberts, who said there's no such thing as an Obama judge. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Tribe once taught Justice Roberts.
He's a very careful, thoughtful, reserved guy. But like any human being, he's got his limits. And I think that this president exceeded them.
Undeterred, the president tweeted that the Ninth Circuit has become a dumping ground for lawyers looking for easy wins. Justice Roberts is a conservative judge who was appointed to the High Court by President George W. Bush. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I had got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour on today's DJV radio program and the podcast. Say it again, Doug. Didn't take long for me to get my tongue caught by my IT, so I couldn't see what I was saying. The DJVshow.com. You hear that reminder all the time. Help yourself. Lots of great insight things. If you don't get the chance to listen to all of the hours, this is a summary put together of the program in a podcast form at DJVshow.com. An important member of the show is Jennifer. Victoria also. Kara Shilden along for the ride. Let's get to the caravan, Victoria. Well, I don't know. You do what you're going to do, and then I want to talk about the caravan.
Okay, I'm going to talk turkey. So I don't know if you've heard about this viral challenge that's gone around social media. It's the hashtag 25-pound turkey challenge. Now, this is a joke. It's just a prank, but it has gone so far that people are posting their hilarious responses to these questions. So now the question is, and a lot of millennials claiming to be cooking a Thanksgiving turkey for Friendsgiving have sent lots of text messages out to, let's say, their parents, aunts, uncles, grandparents, things like that. And so what they've been texting is, I have a 25-pound turkey. I'm in charge of cooking Friendsgiving, and I have no idea how long I need to microwave it. And so the hilarious responses coming from the parents, who some of whom have been so concerned that they thought their kids were drunk or high. The one response that went viral one kid who was a guy, he sent the text to his mom, and his mom wrote back, "You're adopted, period. My real son wouldn't be this dumb." And so a lot of other parents are responding, "No, honey, please don't put a turkey in the microwave. You can't microwave a turkey." So the whole thing's gotten, like, it's just gone viral. You'll see them everywhere now with the turkey challenge. Now, Butterball has gotten involved, and Butterball says, "Hold up, you actually can microwave a turkey. As long as a 25-pound turkey is probably not going to fit in your microwave. But if you're using a smaller turkey, you actually can microwave it as long as you thaw it first. You can never put a frozen turkey in the microwave." And so they have all their tips on Butterball.com if you want to actually give this a try. But the funny thing is, Jen's boyfriend, Luke Bryan, his wife got duped by this challenge as well. Her niece, her name is Caroline Bryan, and she's the wife of Luke Bryan. Her niece texted her, "Hey, I'm cooking a turkey for Friendsgiving. How long do I need to put a 25-pound turkey in the microwave?" She wrote back, "Please tell me you're kidding." And then the girl wrote back, "I'm in a hurry. I've got to get it done." Then Caroline Bryan wrote, "Microwave with 4 question marks? Seriously, just no." And then she wrote, "Seriously, I have to do this. It'll be fine." And Caroline Bryan wrote back, "Have you ever eaten a bicycle tire? That's what it's going to taste like." So if you get this question, it is a prank. It is a joke. However, if you do want to microwave a smaller bird, then you can go to Butterball, and they'll walk you through it. They now have instructions, thanks to this viral prank. They now have instructions on how to cook a turkey in the microwave. It's right on their homepage.
Microwaving is so bad for you. It changes the molecular structure of the food that you're cooking in the microwave, so it has no value whatsoever. I don't know whether the microwave... I never was convinced
the microwave...
I just can't
imagine that a turkey would taste good out of a microwave.
No.
Well, it doesn't get brown on the outside, certainly. It would look kind of sick, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be kind of droopy, wouldn't it? Yeah, there's no crispness to, and that's what a lot of people like, is a crispness to the skin.
Because you can't really baste it.
Yeah.
Right.
No. All right, let's go back to the caravan and all the criminals that are supposedly a part of this, and all the protesting that's going on there. And it doesn't seem in the last 24 to 48 hours that anything has changed much, except the locals are getting more upset. I'm not sure. It's like a bottleneck. You know how when you get the neck of a bottle and everybody's in one place and they have no food and they have no place to stay. What is going on? It's like we've got this mass and all kinds of crime. The Mexicans don't seem to be doing anything about it, other than the residents who are out there protesting. It's a mess.
What can they do?
I don't know. That's what the thing is. Should we not talk about it anymore because nothing's changing? I mean, at some point in time, something's got to change.
Well, they need to be broken up, and they need to be sent back. And I think the people of Tijuana are sick of it. They're yelling at them. You can see people in the streets with bullhorns saying, "Donald Trump was right. He told the truth. These people are invaders." They want them gone. But what happens now is that they just are sitting there waiting for their name to be called because
How are they getting these names, by the way? Thank you for bringing that up.
Go and put it on a list, I guess.
Stand in line, and somebody's there at a table taking names?
Yeah.
Really?
And, I mean, I don't know what exactly it looks like, but it's something similar to that. The other thing is that they were getting ready to rush the border the other day, but they closed down the road. They haven't done this in decades. They closed down the road from Mexico, from Tijuana, straight into the United States. They shut it down so that they could shore up security because they had intel that these guys were just going to rush the border and just walk in between the cars until they pushed their way into the country. And then once they do, because of that judge's ruling this week, they would automatically be given asylum if they just dip one toe into the country. They give them asylum, and then they let them take off. So they're trying to crack down and get everybody on an orderly basis. I think you can give 300 to 500 people asylum a day, and so now it's just kind of like a waiting game.
Yeah. Quite an interesting sports story floating around this week. Kevin Durant plays for the Golden State Warriors. I don't know if you saw this or not. They're playing a game against the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas, and one of the fans that didn't like him was courtside, and Durant approached him because he was trying to catch a ball, and apparently this guy gave him some starch. So Durant turned around and walked up to him. Now, just picture this. He's sitting on the edge of the court, and he's looking at Durant and giving him starch. Durant walks over to him, and the microphone is on. So you can hear the mic. There was a microphone close enough to hear him say, "Watch the blanking game and shut the blank up."
And apparently he's fined $25,000 for it.
Did he get mm-hmm. $25,000?
Yeah, I don't know if that's because the microphone picked it up and they, you know, played it on TV or whatever, but I don't necessarily disagree with him.
No, I mean, I don't know. How much patience do you need? But it's only a game. So, but if you're not playing well and you know, these guys get under your skin, that's something that I guess a lot of people have to deal. I don't know if Tom Brady's ever gotten that from anybody in Boston or anything else.
Well, the problem, though, is with basketball, the fans are so much closer than any other sport.
Oh, yeah.
They're right there.
Right. Yeah,
so
right.
you hear everything that, you know, fans are shouting at you.
All right, I'm going to bring up something personal for a minute or two. Something that I have been studying. As most of you know, I don't make it a secret that I have been into personal growth for quite a long time. And I get closer to it. I guess we all do this when we need a little help. At certain times, we get closer to it than at other times. And you've heard me talk about my mother and what our family went through. And I found something, actually, the other day, which I brought to my sister's attention. I'm sure it'll be the subject of conversation at Thanksgiving dinner as well. I'm going to my niece's house. Both my sisters will be there, and I know they'll want to, because I sent this along to them. It applies to my oldest sister, not necessarily to mine. Well, I don't know, because I try not to pay too close attention to what goes on in their lives, because I just find it to be, it serves no real purpose to get involved in anybody. But basically, the focus in this study is on love and women and their mother. But I think this applies. The reason I brought it up is because I think, as a matter of fact, I don't think it, I know it, that it applies to men as well as women. If you can't get into and stay into a relationship with a woman, especially, or a man that you really love, but you don't know how to make it work, usually it's because you've had some real conflict with your mother. It may be ongoing and it spends its life with you. In my case, my mother's been dead since 1971, but my relationship with her has stayed with me. And I know of women who have had a really bad relationship with their mother, and they haven't been great at holding on to love relationships as well. So it's something to think about as you go through the holidays. Again, I'll have this conversation, I'm sure, tomorrow with my sisters. My younger sister will, she will lambaste me because it hasn't happened to her, she'll tell me. But my older sister, who I think her first husband will be at the at Thanksgiving, usually is. So anyway, maybe that'll be my way of starting trouble on Thanksgiving. How about that? Instead of talking about politics, I'll bring that up. What do you think, ladies? Good idea or not?
Perfect. Always a good idea.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Insight Daily Radio.
The Christmas city is big and beautiful.
In the tradition of You've Got Mail and Sweet Home Alabama, a new holiday movie release entitled Christmas on the Coast tells the story of tough and cynical New York celebrity novelist Jacinta Drew Cassidine, who is famous for romance stories but is desperate after a string of flops. With her publisher about to drop her, she has just weeks to turn out a bestseller. To spark her creativity, Drew retreats to her childhood home on the ocean for the holidays. As the coastal town prepares for Christmas, Drew struggles to write while a flood of emotions come over her. When handsome local widower Bryson Flynn enters her life, raw fiction turns to real romance on the southern shore. We spoke with actor Burgess Jenkins about his role in this soon-to-be classic holiday movie.
He was a lot like she is now in his past. Ambitious, maybe a little selfish, and he sees past her failings. And then also the place that they're both in life currently in that moment, for different reasons, but
Bryson's had some difficulty in his past with the loss of his wife and maybe doesn't entirely know where his place is in life right now. Just a little lost. And I think that he has an understanding of that going on with Drew at the same time, and I think that's what helps bridge the gap between their initial misgivings.
That's actor Burgess Jenkins on his new holiday movie, Christmas on the Coast, which premieres Sunday, November 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. There's more at insp.com and christmasonthecoastmovie.com.
Insight Daily Radio.
This giving season, there's no better way to say happy holidays than with custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And until December 2nd, you can get special Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. Plus, save on other photo gifts. It's our best deal of the season. So get Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code Radio60. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code Radio60.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Being in the car doesn't mean being out of the sun.
When you're sitting near a window, whether it's in your home or in a car, you still do get ultraviolet light rays.
Mayo Clinic dermatologist Dr. Dawn Davis says ultraviolet light type A is able to penetrate windows and put you at risk for skin damage.
So the time inside the car is equivalent to being outside with regards to UVA light. Ultraviolet light type A causes deeper, more long-term chronic damage to the skin.
Dr. Davis says protect yourself in the car the same way you would in the sun.
You should wear sunscreen at all times.
SPF 15 for quick errands, SPF 30 for longer trips, and SPF 50 for all-day adventures. Big sunglasses help too, and a film or window tint that blocks ultraviolet light can also be added to your car windows, although rules for its use vary by state. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop. Plus, you get more bang for your buck with $15 in Kohl cash for every $50 spent. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it, huh? At Kohl's, K-O-H-L, Kohl's. That sounds like a pretty good deal. But there will be all kinds of specials like that around, too, right, under the circumstances, I think.
Yeah, Kohl's has a lot of good Black Friday sales, though, that's for sure. It's one of my stops.
All right. Here in Massachusetts, recreational marijuana sales began on Monday with two places having thousands and thousands and thousands of people waiting in line. Leicester, Massachusetts, small little town in Worcester County, central Massachusetts. Northampton is on the western side of the state. Started selling weed to customers.
First of all, Northampton, Massachusetts, I've been there many times. I have a lot of friends who went to college right there.
Yeah,
there's like
right.
four colleges within 2 miles.
Amherst has nine colleges next town. Yeah.
Yeah. Northampton has already got so much weed. It does not need legal
now it's
official. Weed.
Yeah. Well,
oh my
thousands.
God.
I'm telling you, the pictures in the media, thousands of people in line every day to buy. The medical marijuana has been legal here since 2012, but we have legal pot since 2016, but this is the first two stores to open. We're going to have a store in Framingham
You should go into one just to see what it's like.
Really?
Yeah, why
okay.
not?
Here's a related story.
Crop and Doug over to the dark side.
Yeah.
Moorhead, Minnesota.
Send me some.
A Moorhead, Minnesota woman charged with child endangerment after she was convicted of paying her babysitters with marijuana. There you go.
Babysitters love weed.
Well, of course they do. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Ronnie McMullen is here with us on the DJV program. He's the CEO of Get the Tea. You hear us talk a lot about life change tea. And I wonder, as we look at the Thanksgiving weekend that is upon us and the holiday season, all the parties, get to Christmas, we'll be eating and eating and eating and eating, and then New Year's. So what do? Because we eat a lot of the wrong things at this time of year. How does the support from Life Change Tea affect what we are eating? How will it counter the attack from the intruders to our bodies from all this junk we're going to eat over the next month or so, Ronnie?
Well, what happens is when, you know, and you're perfectly right, we eat the wrong things or too much of something and what have you, and we feel bloated and full. But the bloated and the full, that's, you know, that's kind of way that things go. But what we don't realize is, let's say we're invited over a house somewhere and for Thanksgiving or whatever, we don't know if those foods that are being cooked are GMO free or if they're organic. And there's a huge understanding here that when the chemicals go in our body, they change the DNA and the RNA. So when we have GMOs in our body, it actually will change us from the inside out. So this is why the tea is so good, because this will help with a cleansing and getting rid of toxins, getting rid of stuff that shouldn't be in you. And, of course, with the overeating reality, because we usually get two or three plates of food,
yeah.
What happens is that will help you digest better so that it leaves you, so you're not feeling bloated and overdone. So it is the way to go when it comes to Thanksgiving.
Mm. I'm having a sip of it right now. I drink it all through the program. One of the things that I would like to highlight with you, because you highlight it, is the makeup of Life Change Tea and how it has turned into a micro supplement. The idea that We've got all teas that are grown in America. They're all organic. How did you come up with these? Where did you go to find the teas? And is there, when we look at the composition, are there teas in there that we would easily recognize?
Well, basically, there's only two actual teas in the actual tea, which is green tea and white tea. The rest are actually herbs. So there's probably 8 or 9 herbs that are in there as well with the tea. Because people ask me, they'll say, hey, Ronnie, this is just green tea, and it's kind of pricey for green tea. And I go, yep, that's true, but it's the only truth it's not is it's not green tea. This is an herbal tea, so it's much like a Native American tea that you mix up. You go to the top of the mountain, and you drink it, and you have great health. So this is something where there's a lot of synergy with the herbs. That's why they work. And the other thing that's really kind of cool, too, is when you eat good stuff, the tea will leave the good stuff in your body and take out the bad. Now, how's that for you know, I think that's just an awesome thing.
All right, one of the things that I like when you order Life Change Tea, there also comes along with it, if you would like, something called Allicin. What is Allicin? A-L-L-I-C-I-N. What is, and why does that go with Life Change Tea?
Well, what I usually do is all my supplements are good for you. Allicin's probably the home run hitter because Allicin is garlic, and it is the healing part of the garlic. So basically, when you take one of these pills, you don't stink, you don't, you know, intrude on your wife or your husband or whatever. Yeah. But you get the basis of it. Now, most pills that are out there on the market run about 2% or 3% Allicin, which means it's about 12 to 15 milligrams. My Allicin is 300 milligrams. So this is why it's really a clock stopper. It does a lot of great things.
Yeah. Why don't you give us 30 seconds on some of the other teas and other things like Takedown Tea that are there at your website, getthetea.com.
Takedown Tea is great for glucose. In fact, I was just on an interview last night and somebody said he basically had tried it and he said his points of his blood went down 18 points from the time he drank it to the time he tested his blood just, you know, 20, 30 minutes later. We have the regular tea, and we have pomegranate tea. So if you want flavors, we've got that, too.
All right. All of them can be procured by going to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it's shipped to you without cost. So you want more energy? That's what Life Change Tea is all about. Look around at the variety of things that you can drink and take every day. You can't get this in any store. You can only get it by going to getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. I think you'll be very happy at the outcome. I know I am. So good to have you here. Thanks. Ronnie McMullen from Life Change Tea. And I wouldn't change it for the world.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.